We've got Myra joining us from Citizens Advice Bureau Spain. If you want to send a question for Myra about the Padron or anything else, here are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on plus 34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And good morning, Myra.
Good morning, everybody, and a special good morning to all those of you who, when you call me or you email me, you say that you listen to this show on the radio.
When you're on it, Myra.
I've never said hi for many years.
Do you have a fan base, Myra? That's the thing. You've got to worry about that now.
Well, just people mention that, you know, they listen in. And that's good to know.
I'm thinking of putting out together a range of Myra as a party merchandise. What do you think? Baseball caps, that sort of thing, for when you come on?
No, okay. Yes, cab rather than me.
Right.
Because it's CAB, really. I do the radio, I know, but it's CAB and the team in general. We did have some lovely mugs, beautifully, which I designed.
Of course.
And we've got one left. Very pretty they were. It had sort of the usual I love cab, you know,
instead of I love New York,
our colours.
We could have the cab cap. I can see it now. Baseball caps for summer season. Let's have a think about that. And anyway, we're talking today, Myra, about the Padron. 952-78-4000 if you've got any questions about the Padron. What is it? And are people still not getting themselves on it? Are people still worried about the Padron?
Yes, I think people are worried and not sure what the new regulations are as regards, for example, British nationals, UK nationals. Things have changed for them because they're no longer EU citizens, so it's not the same as it was before. And a lot of people are confused because even some of the town hall websites, one I have to speak to them and have it corrected, have got incorrect information. I actually called a particular town hall and spoke to the Padron department, and they said, well, it's the we don't do the website. I said, yes, but the chap that does the website must get his information from you, you know, when it's a Padron matter. So it's quite funny, I thought, when they said, well, no, we don't do the website. We don't put what, you know.
Right, wonderful.
It's like the poor website developer is all of a sudden having to know what the law is.
So what's the change then, Myra? What's changed since?
Well, first of all, we should all habitual residents of Spain should register on the Padron.
Yeah.
Whether they're legal or not, whether they have their papers or not, if they're residing here habitually, they should be on the Padron. And holiday homemakers should not be, and we still have so many of those on the Padron. And it can be a problem for them in the future.
And
it's becoming a problem for some people already. So the difference, okay, there's a renewal period, a periodic renewal. Well, for non-community foreigners, that's non-EU, that includes UK nationals.
Yeah.
Without permanent residence, this is important, without permanent residence, not having resided here yet for 5 years, they should actually renew their registration every 2 years.
Okay, every 2 years.
That's important because you can be removed. You should receive notification, but doesn't always happen. And there are different departments that communicate, like the police and the National Statistics that we have here. They also communicate our statuses with the Padron.
Right.
Well, National Institute of Statistics, I think in Spanish sometimes, and I can't get it out in English. So they also contact the Padron. They should contact them every month. So that is every 2 years for non-community foreigners, includes that are not permanent residents.
I mean, you need the Padron for a variety of things. I mean, the reason that you do the Padron is so that each individual municipality can go to central government, isn't it, and say we've got this.
Yes, of course. And and you can actually, there's some advantages for those registered, and it's absolutely necessary. For instance, if you've you've reached retirement age, or you're 80 or you're 90 and you need help from social services, you must have been on the padrón for at least 5 years. Those who find they've got no pension from elsewhere and not worked in Spain and want a non-contributory pension should have been registered for 10 years. A padrón is almost more important there for the pension or social services than when they actually got their residency card. You know, a lot of people reside here for quite a while and then get, while we were EU citizens, and then took out residency. So it's a padrón. So it's important for that. But also for renewal, so that EU citizens and non-EU, which includes the British, the UK nationals, yeah, with permanent resident status, this will be done by the town hall, and it's sort of translated its modification by confirmation. And it's because this group of people do not have to renew every 2 years or even every 5 years. This is done by the town hall, and if they have any doubts that you still reside here, or they get information from the police or from the statistics office, then they can contact you in a couple of different or various ways. Mm-hmm. So those who are of us who are permanent residents but we're non-EU do not physically have to go to the town hall and renew. I'll carry on from that, though. Right. It's down to the town hall to check, like, every 2 years if you're actually an EU. This is not just for British people, Irish, and you have not registered on the central register. Then they can, you know, they can check every 2 years and remove you after 3 months if you're not, if you don't figure as still living there, or as, you know, or if you, it hasn't been carried out, you can be removed. But those who are permanent residents should really understand. A lot of people on social media say, yes, if you must renew after 5 years. No, it's modification. It's called by confirmation, which the town hall need to do.
Right, okay.
We can't always rely on them to do this.
And what do you?
And the way they can check is by sending you, a notification that you fill in and send back, or they can send the police or a civil servant round to your house to check. They can't do what they don't do with the Spaniards. They cannot insist you go to the town hall. It can be done in writing.
And what do you need then to get, say, I've been living here for a while, and, you know, the harsh realities of Brexit have kicked in, and I've got to go off and do my, well, you should have done it anyway, but you think, okay, I'm getting all my paperwork in order. What do you need to present to the padrón, for the padrón?
Well, it's basically your a rental contract, or your nota simple, or the copy of the escritura of your house, to prove that you're living there. If you do it with a rental contract, they'll ask for a utility bill, and the utility bill can be in the name of the landlord. Your TIE, if you have it, because you've got that before you got padrón, which is unusual, because the padrón is not a requisite for actually applying for residency, never has been, but it's used, so we have to go along with what happens there. So if you don't have, if you're not yet registered for residency, and I'm talking here now for non-EU and EU as well, because we've got Irish and we've got Germans and we've got, they should take a copy of their NIE number. If they haven't got that yet on residency or in any way, you can use your passport. It's important to know that you can register with your passport, but the town hall will be expecting you to provide your NIE or your residence, number on your residency certificate, yeah, or card at a later stage. It's not their job, though, to say to you, well, you can't, which has happened, you can't register because you're not a resident. They cannot enter into that side of things. It's not their jurisdiction. But they can stop you registering, for instance, if you're somebody subletting to you and they don't have permission to sublet.
Ah, so if you've got a...
It's a bit complicated, but we leave those because I've only had a couple of cases ever come up, to me anyway, in years where that's happened.
Yeah.
And somebody couldn't understand why they couldn't register. It was because the contract said that they could not sublet, which most contracts, rental contracts, state. So they would not register them on the... Because they shouldn't be there.
It's interesting. I mean, and for those of us who live off grid and don't and have large deposit tanks and run generators, of course, providing a utility bill can be quite entertaining when you get to the Petron, I can assure you, Myra.
Well, something, it can be a phone bill, you know, it can, they do usually ask for a utility bill because it's sort of, you know, what, this is in relation to the property, isn't it? The utility bill will have them. Yes, it can be. You know, then there's other ways to confirm.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that one off air because obviously that refers to my particular situation.
Yes, I realise that, yes. It's very difficult when you're living off-grid because, you know, you don't have those. You have solar panels or you have whatever you have to get. You know, you have a well, so you don't have the water bill.
And I've got a generator, so I don't have the electric bill as well. So maybe I can get a receipt in my name from the fuel bill. Got some questions in here, by the way, by the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is +34 645 99 67 95. Good morning. My sister-in-law has died. What do I have to do? She was on the Padron for many years and was British. Do you need to cancel the Padron or will it just run out, Myra?
Well, one expects that things go to the sewer registry. I wouldn't rely on that, and they should contact. But if anybody, that's one of the things I was going to make, if there's any change of circumstances, birth, death, change of name, that should be communicated to the Padron office. Of course, it'll eventually run out, but it should be communicated. That's what, you know, there is a Padron law, and that's what it states. Any changes at all, and my condolences to that caller. But yes, they should let the Padron office know.
Yeah. So if you get married and change your name, or if you change your name, or if you change your gender, or if you have a child, then that has to go on the Padron. So children, I mean, children presumably are registered under the parent on the Padron. They don't have to get individual Padrons. What age does the Padron kick in, by the way, Myra?
Sorry.
What age?
It's immediately birth. So if you have a family, then you get what they say, a volante colectivo. You are registered on the same volante or the same certificate. And I also always tell de facto partnerships, more commonly known as common law partners, do register together. Because when it comes to for certain things like residency or other things, it shows that you are in a relationship and living with that person. But if I go back a little bit, because there's quite a lot to discuss on the Padron, and we can deviate, and I do deviate all the time. But again, going back to those who do not need to register, which are the non-EU with permanent EU citizens and non-EU citizens, even if they haven't got permanent residence, and non-EU with permanent residence, don't rely on getting your letter from the town hall 5 years. I think it's a good idea to make a check.
Right.
Every so often.
Got another question coming in, Myra, as well. Is the certificate of empadronamiento the one you get when you are on the Padron, says one?
Yes. Exactamente. Empadronamiento, the Spanish word.
Okay, we cleared that.
For actually registering.
Yeah.
And remember, this is a census, and if you want to vote, which we still have the right to vote, some other things have changed, but that's another program, you would need to not only be on the Padron, but you would have to let them know that you wish to vote in local elections.
Okay. So as you were saying before about many things to get through, but please continue, Myra.
Okay, so though we're saying you are not obliged to update if you're a permanent resident or EU citizen, I always suggest that you go along because, for instance, on one town hall page it says for permanent. In fact, I personally, when I went in there and discussed something, they said, oh, you haven't registered for the last 2 years. Do we register? I said, well, that's wrong, but I'm going to do it. You know, it's totally wrong. You know, I've been here nearly 20 years. I don't have to, I come under a permanent resident. But this is a confusion because now we're non-EU, so they're getting confused.
Mm-hmm.
The town hall, for those who are not obliged to go along or to update electronically, should send a letter. If they wish to check that nothing's changed, they should send you a notification which you should be able to fill in and send back. They cannot actually drag you along or make you go to the Padron office, but I'm not going to say you shouldn't. You know, I'd rather that we go along and just comply. Or they can send the policier local around or a civil servant to check that you still reside at that address. And all this is so that you're not removed, either by mistake or because they can't notify you. So again, the permanent EU and non-EU, well, EU permanent or not, non-EU UK nationals who are permanent, it's down to modification by the town hall. They're responsible.
Okay.
Also, they get notifications on a monthly basis from the statistics office, excuse me, on any changes, and also the police will let them know, well, look, somebody's now become a permanent resident. And as regards, again, just quickly on that, the town hall should give you notification that they're going to sort of strike you off. Doesn't always happen.
I mean, if you got struck off the Padron, I mean, is that a regular occurrence now? I wouldn't think it.
Yeah. It does happen. Does it has happened to a lot of people. Yes, right. They've been taken off. It's happened to somebody you know.
Okay. Well, I'll speak about that.
You'll shop around. You'll speak to everybody.
Right.
Yes, and they shouldn't have been taken off.
And presumably that's going to have an effect, as if you said, if you want to vote, which we'll deal with in a further program, but also
yes, but in many ways, not being on the Padron, for instance, you know, like you say, you're voting, you might have a reduction in your rates. Mm-hmm. Again, you want to apply for social services at some stage and other benefits that the town hall provide to those. But the worst thing is that you're saying you're no longer habitual residents. Now, for those who keep thinking that, yes, there's a protection of data on the Padron, but as we already know, the Institute of Statistics and the police can contact them, and they do, and they collaborate. Now, when it comes to at some stage, the Padron, a bit confusing, but the Padron is not proof of residence. So when people are being turned down for their residency application, since we exited the union and things changed from, I think, 2020, 6th of July, then you would go directly for a TIE. They would ask you for a Padron. And then if you didn't have one, they would say you do not have a Padron. And in fact, I would look at you can't know what's happening until you look at the notification these people have been rejected received. And I see that they're referring to certain laws. I always go to those laws and I have a look and I think, well, no, it's quite clear there that the documentation is not Padron certificate. You can prove in any other way. But people have been turned down. This is where officers not aware of. Not only do they, well, the instructions don't mention the Padron, and the law that they refer to does not mention the Padron. But because it's commonly asked for, we always suggest that people register. But the consequences of not being habitually resident here and being on the Padron, which is a lot of people, can come back to bite you. I've had two non-residents, they tell me they're non-residents, who have had their cars confiscated because they've been English-plated, UK-plated, I'm sure it happens with other nationalities, and asked to import the vehicle and to pay the duty and the fine. And they've said, but we're not resident. And the Guardia Civil at control there, Aduana, have said to them, but you're on the Padron, you're resident. So in one hand, it's not proof of residency in the law, but if the tax office wanted to use it, they would certainly try. And nobody wants to go through the struggle and the argument, do you really, with the tax office, or when your car's impounded at Gibraltar, which has happened in two cases that I know of.
has been impact. What are people coming back from Gibraltar with their cars?
Yes, have gone in a UK plated car. They say they're on holiday. They've got a home here, but they're on the padrón, and so the customs there have taken it on themselves to impound the vehicle and ask them to. Well, anyway, you cannot have a car here for more than 6 months, but if it was a foreign-plated car, resident or non-resident, but even if they were just a holidaymaker, for instance, and had lived here in the past and were on the padrón, no longer residing here, this is what's happening. So it's not a good idea to be registered on the padrón. You might get some advantages at the moment. You shouldn't be on there if it's not your habitual residence.
Okay, so just make that point again then, because people might have just got the tail end of that. So if you have a holiday home here...
Yes. It's not your habitual residence. It's like imagining that you're on the census in the UK and you're on the census here to vote. I always wondered how the data in the European Union looked like, with so many people registered on a census in two different countries. You could live in two different countries, but it's your habitual home. So if you've got a holiday home, do not register on the padrón. If you're on the padrón, please go and remove yourself. Say it was a mistake, even though town halls in the past did encourage people to go on the padrón so they could vote. Imagine voting in a country where you're not legally resident.
Yeah, but also, they could also get more, the town halls could get more money from central government as well, I suppose.
Yes, and that's the reason. It was for voting and getting more money and getting the figures up, because then you get more infrastructure, you get more policier, you get the more policier national, or the chance of having the policier national. If you'll see that policier nationals are not everywhere, it's because they won't be in a place where there's not enough inhabitants to justify having a policier national office. So lots of reasons why people were encouraged, especially in the past, to go on the padrón, no questions asked. But if the tax people, and as much as people think there's no communication, it's in the law, the padrón have, other administrative officers have the right to ask the padrón for information if deemed necessary. Well, that will include the tax office. It might be something they're very slow to catch up on, because, first of all, they catch up on the non-residents who are not paying their tax and send them friendly letters.
Right.
Then they can go for residents. Whatever's easiest. The padrón will be, I've been waiting for years, but it will be something that will be at some stage used. But then you have to fight to say it is... It's confusing, isn't it? It's not proof of habitual, of legal residence here.
Right then, I can, yeah, it is relatively...
But everything is on these lines, and I always bring them up. These sort of things, it's because I'm reading and I can see, well, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
You know, it's either one thing or the other. You're either habitual residence, but... It's going to be used as if you were fiscal resident, because there's two things. So it's a bit, there's residency and fiscal residency.
Indeed. I'm just going to be interesting to see when they say, oh, well, it's not our fault, it's the website designer. You know, some poor guy.
I've been told. We don't eat. It's the website, the poor guy, who's actually put, you must register. Of course, I won't mention the town hall.
No, of course not. Other town halls are available, yes.
And I don't know about others. I'm not checking others. People may want to go along. Just put padrón and your ayuntamiento, and you will see that, because you can often renew or register online. So have a check and see what they say there.
I popped down to my town hall in my very small property, which has, as you know, four locales, and you get them on a mobile. There's no central number, and the guy, the very nice young guy there, who doesn't have a lot to do because it's a very small village, just sort of, when I explained my situation, he just sort of like shrugged and went, well, we kind of know where you are, but anyway, that's another case, you know.
Yeah, we know where you are. Well, we'll give you a call.
They know.
It's sort of a mental sort of calculation, isn't it? We know where you are.
We know where you are. You're quite famous. You know, we know the house because it's a small village. We know the pueblo because it's just outside the pueblo. Yeah, of course you're Gil. But yeah, so it's an ongoing situation. But we're going to get.
So
there.
You have a fan club as well.
I've got something like that, especially amongst the locales. But another story, Myra. Some final points, please. We've got just a couple of minutes left.
Basically, check. even if you're one of those who are permanent residents or EU citizen and you do not have to update, do check. And do register if you're habitual resident here. And those people who, as people call it, living under the radar, I always say we're not here to judge or question anybody. If you're here and you have found yourself that you didn't because nobody pushed you, UK nationals I refer to, nobody could push when you were EU citizen to actually register, and you haven't registered, please make sure you're on the padron, because if all else fails, you can use that to try and apply for residency at some stage. Do not be afraid. Do go on the padron. It's important. A lot of people from certain countries come here and they register on the padron first thing because they know they're going to apply for residency under Roots or a different system. So all those who haven't registered, do register on the padron.
Wonderful. Myra, if people want to get hold of you and ask you any other questions about Padron or anything else about life in Spain.
Go to the website. Citizens Advice Spain will bring us up very easily.
Myra, enjoy the rest of your day. We've got some more weird weather coming, so I should be looking forward to that. My car looks like it's just done the Paris-Dakar rally, which I quite like, in fact. But
yes, a bit.
Exactly.
Especially if it's... if it had a go faster stripe on it, are you probably too young to know what they were?
I know what go
fast. See it anyway.
I've got go faster stripes. I've got literally mud all over the place, but it goes quite well on a 4x4. But Myra, as always, Myra Azapardo from the Citizens Advice Bureau of Spain. Thank you so much for your time today.
Welcome. Bye bye.